Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Well, good afternoon and a very Merry Christmas to all of you. I appreciate you being with us this afternoon. And like I know some of you are running around, and it's a little crazy out there. And I mention this every year. And I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. You know, this time of year when people are outside of their normal traffic patterns, you know, they make last-second decisions about where to turn and what to do. And I mean, I saw this numerous times driving here from West End. We are live from Perfume headquarters at 2034 Woodmere, just off LaPalco behind Ford of Harvey. And this is a great place to stop by and get last-minute Christmas gift, cologne, or perfume. The gift sets here at Perfume headquarters are a fraction of what you will pay anywhere. A fraction of the cost. I mean, you're going to save a ton of money and get the good stuff. This is all the real stuff. This is all the stuff you would find anywhere else. Stuff. A very special customer has stopped by. He's not just a congressman. He's also a customer of Perfume headquarters. Congressman Troy Carter is with us. Good afternoon, Congressman.
How are you, sir? Always good to be with you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. This is the time of the year that I love most.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. I'm sure you wish it was a little cooler and a little more seasonal, but that's coming next week.
But I'm from New Orleans, so I'm used to that.
I know.
I remember a lot of Christmases when it was 80 degrees.
So here you are shopping at Perfume headquarters. That's cool.
You know what? It is always important to shop with our local vendors, and I try to do that every chance I can. You know, you can go all of the big boys and go everywhere else, but there's nothing like shopping in the community, shopping with our small business owners, looking at some of the great. I come here every year. This is my my go-to when it's time to pick up those Christmas gifts. Yeah. You know, as you might imagine, I'm busy. I'm running all the time. But being able to come here and get everything you need in a one-stop shop is pretty cool.
It is, and it's always nice to save money. I know that's something the government struggles to do, but you know, here you can personally save a lot of money at Perfume headquarters.
Well, you can get some really beautiful name-brand products at a fraction of the cost that you would pay in these big-box stores. This is a, you know, direct from the wholesaler directly to the people, which makes a big deal, particularly when you're pinching those pennies at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Congressman, as long as I have you here.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I got to ask you a few things.
Sure.
Okay, all right.
It's only fair.
Just going to mention a couple of things, and then you just talk about what you want to talk about. Greenland.
You know, listen, it's always dangerous when we talk about occupying somebody else's land when we're not at war with them. It's a dangerous prospect. And those of us who believe in our democracy, believe in the Constitution, recognize that America's strength is that we recognize sovereign states. And when we start going after people who are not our enemy, we're not at war with, it's a very dangerous place to be.
Really ironic, really sad, I think, that Denmark would label the United States a national security threat. I mean, that's kind of unheard of.
Well, but we've done it to ourselves. It's because we're talking about taking their sovereignty, taking them over, and they've made it very clear. They're not interested in being a part of the United States. They're not interested in being occupied by America. I'm not quite sure why President Trump has got such a such a desire to occupy them. Listen, we got enough to say grace over right here in America that we need to work on.
I think it's ego. We don't have to go too much further than that. But you know more about this than I do, Congressman. It seems to me that we're pretty well set up when it comes to security. We don't need to occupy Greenland in order for us to have security, national security, with our base in Greenland. I mean, it doesn't seem like we have to occupy them in order or take them over in order to have that national security.
You are absolutely correct, Scoot. We don't. It's not necessary. It's not required. It is, as you said a minute ago, it becomes a matter of trophy, of occupying somebody else to flex. That's not the strength of America. It never has been.
All right, one more thing, the Epstein files. Oh, no, well, let me go back to one other thing about Greenland. So I've kind of joked on my show about Governor Jeff Landry. He's in Baton Rouge going, Mr. President, I'm over here. Hey, look at me. I'll do anything. I'll support anything you do. I'll go out of my way to do things that don't really make sense, but I'll do it if it gets your attention. Hey, look at me. I'm over here. And finally, he recognizes him. He's going to be an envoy to Greenland. Now, an envoy is somebody who helps make the deal, whatever the deal is, right?
Yep. But there's no deal to be made. Greenland has made it very clear that they're not interested in being occupied by the U.S. The issue that I would ask respectfully of the governor or anyone else is when we have a governor that's been sworn to do a job, it's very difficult to hold two offices, even if it's a voluntary one.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of like our elected officials to be focused on the task at hand, which is the state of Louisiana and the governance and the issues that we have here. And even more important than that, the bigger issue for me personally is making sure that there's no conflict with our state laws or with the United States Constitution. There are a lot of historians that seem to believe that there are, in fact, conflicts. So I would caution everyone in a very respectful way that we should be very careful to thoroughly investigate the pros, the cons, and the legalities and the constitutionality of the governor's dual role.
All right, let's get to the Epstein files. To me, it's almost like there is no doubt with all the redacted material, so much redacted material, they leave little doubt that there's involvement, that the president, before he was president, was involved. Otherwise, you would be releasing the information to prove that you're innocent because of the speculation that you were involved.
You would wonder, why are you fighting so hard to hide what you say is nothing? Listen, these could have been resolved. We had to force a vote by a discharge petition on the House floor, bipartisan, I might add, Republicans and Democrats coming together to push to have them released. They were supposed to release last Friday in toto. We've been getting drips and drabs. We haven't gotten all of them. The redactions are so great that in many ways they're hardly even usable. So the question that begs to be answered, something as big as abusing young people, young women on Epstein Island, everyone deserves to know. If it were as innocent as the president says, just open the door and let everybody look. Transparency is the order of the day. Let everyone see. When you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was once a huge disciple of his, pulling away, when you have Representative Massey and so many others who are saying, wait a minute, this is where the buck stops, you have to now either show these files and either vindicate yourself or demonstrate that you were complicit. The American people deserve to know this. We should, Republican, Democrat alike, should always fight for the Constitution, for clarity, for transparency, and for decency. What happened on Epstein Island were neither. It wasn't decent. It wasn't legal. It wasn't constitutional. It was pure evil. And the American people, regardless of your party, deserve to have a clear slate of transparency and clarity over who may have been involved. And let the chips fall where they may.
And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene have really proven that this is an issue that is much bigger than party. This is about just the raping of underage girls. And, you know, the other question I have is, OK, if he was on the plane and he wasn't on the island, where was the plane going? Were they just flying around? I mean, what happened on the plane?
And what happened to all of the young ladies who testified?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't suggest that they're all making this stuff up. I mean, we met in Washington with a number of the victims, and they're very brave soldiers to come forward to tell of their stories, to tell of the horrific things that happened to them. They're not just making this stuff up. These are young ladies who are now adults who now share the horrors of what happened on Epstein Island, who want to tell their story. They want to see this stuff let to the open air so people can see, one, for their own closure, but two, to make sure that people who did these horrible things, the high, the mighty, the wealthy, don't get a pass. No one's above the law, and you can't do these kind of heinous things and act as if, because you've got money and power, you can get away with it. This, as I talk oftentimes, you hear me see, these issues are not white or black, they're not Republican or Democrat, they're decency. And there are a lot of things that we can argue about that are partisan, fairness and decency and making sure that we're protecting the lives of young people. That's not partisan. This is egregious. This is horrible. These were monsters who did these things, and we've got to let justice find them.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot, and we are live at Perfume Headquarters at 2034 Woodmere on the West Bank. And Congressman Troy Carter is a customer here, and he just walked in the door. So, you know, we talked about perfume and cologne. I thought we'd take just a few minutes to talk about a few other things. You know, I have often talked about how this is not the America that I grew up in, and we have become a country where we define ourselves as Republican or Democrat first and American second. How does that change, Congressman?
Well, it has to change when enough people recognize that our Constitution, which is nearly 238 years old, a United States Constitution that set forth, even though it had errors and we've amended it multiple times to fix it, still remains one of the best documents that we've had, in my estimation, second to the Bible, that lays out the rule of law and how we govern ourselves, protect ourselves, and run our country. It doesn't say that a Republican and Democrat have to agree. It doesn't say that a Republican and Democrat have to hate each other because we disagree. Listen, disagreement is fine if we're trying to get to a common goal, and that common goal has to be a more perfect union, a better country for all people. No one has a patent on being right. Republicans are Democrats. We spend so much time saying, I don't like it because a Republican did it. I don't like it because a Democrat did it. Man, the people back home don't give a damn. They want government that works. They want housing that's affordable. They want safe environments. They want a community that they can live in where they're not being robbed and murdered. They want jobs. They want an economy that works for them. They want safety. They want education. They want health care. This is the richest country in the world. No one should go to bed hungry in America. No one should have to sleep under an overpass in America. No one should have to breathe and drink dirty water or chemical-filled air in America. No one should fear because of who they are or who they love that they may be fought, ostracized, hurt. Not in America. These are easy issues if we're willing to put our parties aside and fight for America.
You know, I'm old enough to remember how Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill didn't always agree. I mean, they fought. There were differences. And like you say, there were differences in this country from the beginning of our country. But when it came down to it, they worked things out for the American people. Same thing with Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich. I mean, there were great differences there. Newt Gingrich was on a grandstand on a podium following the, you know, the contract with America, and they managed to work things out between the Speaker of the House and the President of the United States. Then,
Sherman Copeland, and Pepe Bruno. Two guys that couldn't be further on the spectrum. But when it came to Louisiana, Sherman Copeland, Pepe Bruno, I served in the Louisiana House of Representatives when I was a very young man. I watched them come together on issues that were good for Louisiana. They were polar opposite on most issues. We don't have to agree all the time.
Right.
And we don't have to disagree all the time either. And because we have different ideological views doesn't mean we have to fight or hate each other.
Yeah, I hope that changes. Another question, do you sense an inching toward a reason to be in a conflict with Venezuela?
I think it's more, again, going back to that other comment that you made about the president, it appears to be, listen, there are issues, but we're not at war. And there's war policy. In order to be in war, only Congress can declare a war. As I think the chief of staff, Susie Wiles, said it best, she said that this president wants to keep hurting Venezuela until the president says, uncle. Well, this is our foreign policy. The safety of our men and women at home and abroad is not based on someone's ego that you want to have someone say, uncle. We want to have good partners. We want to go after bad actors. If people are funneling drugs into our country, there's a process. We've got to go get them. But whenever we unilaterally just bomb a vessel based on what we believe to be an issue, we put in harm's way our own men and women in uniform, our armed service people, because when we do it, others may turn around and say, well, you know what? We thought that was someone doing something, so we blew them up. There's a reason there's rules of engagement, even in war. There's a reason we have a Geneva Convention on how prisoners are handled or how we deal with combatants who are not of ours. We've got to be careful. America sets the pace. We are the beloved world power because we understand diplomacy, we understand war, we understand our partners, we understand NATO, we understand the importance of rules of engagement. When we start to move away from that, our allies get concerned, our enemies get strengthened. That's a bad combination.
You know, I've been talking about this recently, and I do sense that we're reaching a point where there is just growing fatigue with fringe voters and independents, growing fatigue over the demand that we just, like, try to figure out what the hell's going on, that there's so much. It's the same every day, but it's different every day. And I think there's fatigue setting in with trying to figure out what this means, what that means, where are we going. You know, we've never had so much information being pushed out of the White House than we have now. And a lot of it is just totally nonsensical. And I think with a lot of the voters, because let's be honest, MAGA is not big enough to elect somebody to the presidency. It takes a lot of other people to elect somebody to the presidency. And a lot of the young voters in particular who put the president in office in 2024, the polls are showing that they're leaving him. And I think fatigue is one of the reasons that they're leaving. People are just, they're tired of trying to figure it all out.
Voters' remorse, because people are recognizing the distinction, as I've alluded to earlier in our discussion, the distinction between having a philosophical difference, having a difference with your ideological views, and hate.
Yeah.
So we can disagree
sure.
without hating each other.
Yeah.
And more and more people who were buying into the policy side who are rejecting the hate side.
Yeah.
And that's the fatigue that you're mentioning. When I talk to my colleagues who are Republicans after hours, when we're having a cocktail or playing golf or we're at dinner, they will say privately, man, I hate this. Hence, so many of them not running for re-election. They haven't found the courage to say no to Trump, but they quit instead. And so you're seeing, not to mention the blue wave that you're seeing, with historically red areas electing blue candidates, because people are rejecting this notion of hate. Listen, I'm one who built a career on working with Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and others to get things done. Listen, I'm a proud Democrat, but I'll work with anybody to come up with a solution to fix the issues that, ail our community. This notion that we have to hate each other, that's BS. I'm never going to accept that.
I agree, and I do discuss that a lot, Congressman, and I do have faith that we are heading in a better direction in this new year, and that the fatigue factor is going to lead us in that better direction. And I know you came in here to shop, and I hope you find what you're looking for, but I appreciate you taking time, and
listen,
I didn't mean to monopolize your time. But
I'm always happy to talk to you, man. I enjoy it. You're an icon, and we appreciate you. God bless you, my friend.
All right.
Merry
Congressman
Christmas.
Troy Carter, Merry Christmas, and thank you for being with us. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Now, look, we're not going to get into a big political discussion. I just had a conversation with Congressman Troy Carter, but I don't want to get into a debate about everything. All right, tell me who this is. This is a classic Christmas song. Let's see how long it takes somebody to figure out who is singing this song. Let's see if anybody gets it. All right, text the answer to the Open Heart Jewelers text line, 504-260-1870. Who is singing this classic Christmas song, Sleigh Ride? Who is this? All right, we'll let you hear this for a minute, and text us who you think it is, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
PWL. This is a classic Christmas song, Sleigh Ride. Who is singing it? I just got a message on my personal phone from Rob Schulte of the Top Cats. He got it right. Who's singing this Christmas classic? All right, let's go to Coleman. I want to hear some of the answers that have come across the text line.
This texter wants to know, is it Amy Grant?
No, it's not Amy Grant.
Okay. The Newt, Wayne Newton.
No, it's not Wayne Newton.
Van Halen.
No, it's not Van Halen.
Donnie.
Donnie, like Donnie and Marie?
Maybe.
I don't know. No, no, it's not Donnie. No.
The Andrews sisters.
Look, no, it's, no, no.
Okay,
no.
Before we get to, I think a caller may have the answer. Let me check. Let me screen them and see if they have the right answer. Hold on.
Okay, all right, check that. Yeah, I just thought this would be fun to play this classic Christmas song done by a group. I didn't know they did this. I didn't know they did this particular song. And I just thought we would play it and see if anybody could tell who it is. It's difficult. I'll tell you, it's two guys. It's two guys, and obviously one of the guys has a very, very high voice. I think the Andrews Sisters was a pretty good guess. All right, do you want to go to Shelley? Should we go to Shelley? All right, Shelley, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, hi there, Scoot. I know
Shelley.
Answer.
Who is singing? That's, you're exactly right. That was
yes,
Air Supply. Air Supply singing Sleigh Ride, and I'm trying to think of the one that has the high voice. There's
that would be Russell Hitchcock.
Russell Hitchcock. And
yes.
the other one was Graham.
Graham Russell.
Graham. All right, Graham Russell. And
Russell Hitchcock.
Russell Hitchcock, yeah, okay. Yeah, I interviewed them a long time ago, and I didn't really remember their names. But, yeah, I saw that they did that song, and I thought we'd do it. Good for you.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody would get it. Now, Rob Schulte, you know, kind of familiar with the music business since he's with the Top Cats. But, I'm surprised that somebody got it. So, hey, congratulations. It would be really nice if I had a prize to give you, but I don't.
That's okay. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm just excited to call in with the answer.
Okay, well, we're going to give you a little special treatment because you're a first-time caller. I appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad you. I'm glad it took this to get you to call in. It's always nice to talk to people. So I appreciate the call, and have a very Merry Christmas. And thanks for calling
in
with the right answer. All right. Yeah, that was Air Supply. And we'll get to a few more of your text messages. Right now, let's go to Caden. Caden's been on hold. And, Caden, I appreciate the call. So welcome to WWL, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Scooter. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Caden, how are you?
Yeah, so I'm Caden the Diesel Freak from YouTube, a content creator and football passionate fan enthusiast. I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, and I'm sorry that this is a little bit of a situation, but I've been listening to your show for a while now, but this is my first time calling in. But let me get to the bottom line of what I've got to say. First of all, LSU fans, okay, quit celebrating that Lane Kiffin's the next head coach. He's got to win the big games first before he really becomes, you know, the actual real deal for LSU, and that means beating Alabama, beating Mississippi State, and that includes beating Georgia, which I could say that Ole Miss Georgia game about maybe 2 months ago was not a good start to his new career at LSU. But there was another thing I wanted to address with you, Scooter. Your buddy that you had
before you move on, look, I agree with you. You know, Lane Kiffin doesn't really have the resume that coaches that end up with this kind of money and this kind of contract usually have. You know, he doesn't have that resume, but there are people who have that much faith in him, but it's something that he's going to have to live up to. He's going to have to prove that he's this good.
No, and I agree with you, Scooter, here's the bottom line. Until he wins the big games, and this is coming from a fan of the Ohio State University Buckeyes, the 9-time, soon-to-be 10-time defending national champion, he's got to win the big games. So, LSU fans, keep your mouth shut. But let me get to my second point. Your best friend, Leanne Herring from Rebel Walk, has been letting off on Ole Miss fans about how their win against Tulane. Please. Give me a break. The win against Tulane, you thought you won the Super Bowl. You won yourself a game to go against either Georgia, to lose to Georgia, or to lose to Ohio State, the current defending national champions, which is going to be bad news either way. So, Ole Miss fans, be careful what you wish for, because something might be bad happening to Coach Pete Golding and the rest of the Ole Miss Rebels team if they play Georgia, which let me note the record against Georgia is not good. And hell,
so Kate, how do you feel about that matchup in the Sugar between Ole Miss and Georgia? How do you feel about that?
This is a no-brainer for me, Scooter. This is the game I've been telling Ole Miss fans to keep their mouths shut about. They're going to lose to Georgia again. Georgia's defense is going to come up and light them like they had last time. And last time, let me remind them, Georgia beat you by multiple digits. So I don't need to remind any Ole Miss fans about what happened. And let me just say this. You may have the Manning family as royalty at Ole Miss, but let me just say this to you, longtime Ole Miss fans. As an Ohio State fan, be careful what you wish for again. Because who knows, you might face Ohio State and lose, oh, let's say 56-14 in the Sugar Bowl, in the next round if you survive Georgia. We'll see. But until you get past Georgia, which is unlikely.
All right, so Caden, tell me what happened in the Ohio State-Indiana game.
And I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say this as honest as I can, Scooter, as an Ohio State fan. We came off the Michigan win with a lot of emotion. That took a lot of that emotion out of the team going into the Big Ten title game. That was one factor.
Okay.
And two, our offensive line has had a few issues in regarding to injuries and whatnot. And I'm saying this honestly. I've done my research. So as long as our offensive line can hold up against Miami and we can strengthen it up, do some double teaming, we'll be fine against Miami. But as far as the Indiana game, we lacked double teaming Indiana's defensive line. We underestimated them, which I'll give their defensive line credit. But like I said, we need to strengthen our offensive line in order to go in, which Miami, they have a great defensive line.
I don't think Ohio State has a problem beating Miami. I don't. The reason that I want Ole Miss to beat Georgia is kind of like with the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. I'm tired of Georgia winning all the time, and I'm ready for them to be dethroned. So that's my reason for Ole Miss wanting Ole Miss to win that game, but I'm not sure they go past that point.
Well, and like I said again, Scooter, you need to tell your best friend, Leanne Herring of the Rebel Walk, from me, and this is a personal message to Ole Miss and Ole Miss fans and Leanne herself. Be careful what you wish for, and don't write checks with your mouth that your rear end can't cash.
Because all right, why do you think this is my best? Why do you think she's my best friend?
Because literally, I heard the episode. I heard the show with Leanne Herring, and literally, you were treating her like Ole Miss royalty, like she was related to the Manning family. Jeez. It's annoying.
I don't think that was me.
Ole Miss fans ain't nothing. Please. They're overrated and overbearing. And they're just as bad as Alabama, let me be perfectly honest. Hell, they're as Notre Dame fans. Seriously.
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, let me just say this, Scooter. Good hearing from you. Go Bucks. Ole Miss sucks. And LSU, y'all suck too. Go Bucks.
Whoa. All right, Caden, interesting that you had a chance on the show to unload as you did. And, I'm glad you were a first-time caller. All right, look, a lot of interesting things said there. If anybody wants to react to that, you certainly can. And the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I agree that Lane Kiffin doesn't have a lot on his resume, but there is hope based on his ability that is going to come to pass, that he will have those things on his resume with LSU. But he's going to have to prove it. You know, there's a lot of pressure on Lane Kiffin. He's going to have to prove that he is a winner at LSU. And if he doesn't, oh my God, can you imagine LSU having to admit to another major mistake? Anyway, there will be plenty of time to talk about that, and we'll see how Ole Miss does the rest of the season. I don't know that they're going to beat Georgia. Personally, I'd like to see them beat Georgia, but I don't know if they can beat Georgia. And once they move on from there, I don't expect them to win the following game if they do beat Georgia. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Here is a Christmas song that... Congressman, thanks for stopping by. Congressman Troy Carter walking out with a bunch of bags. I'm sure he's buying gifts for his staff or his family. Look, this is another one of those Christmas songs that some people love and some people just hate it. So let's do a quick instant text off right now. Do you think this is a good Christmas song or do you think it sucks? So just text the word good or text the word sucks to the Open Heart text line 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870, and we'll have the results when we come back. I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue from the spot to get a last-minute Christmas gift. We are live from Perfume Headquarters on the West Bank at 2034 Woodmere, just off LaPalco. You're not going to find the products. You're not going to find the cologne and perfume that they have here anywhere else at any lower prices. These are the lowest prices that you're going to find. The prices are so low, it's worth the trip here, even if you're not around the corner. We're at Perfume Headquarters on the West Bank. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, do you think this is a good Christmas song, or does it suck? You know, again, this is one of those Christmas songs.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That, you know, there's a lot of ambivalence about this song. So we did an instant text off. Is the song good or does it suck? And let's go to Coleman, our studio producer today, with the results. Coleman, you got the results from the text line?
Yes, I do. And I'm actually surprised about it. First of all, here's a caveat. Some people were trying to fudge the numbers by texting it multiple times, testing it. But I caught the numbers, so I did count the actual total.
Wait. Come on, this is America, man. People love to cheat when it comes to voting.
Okay, well, even with the cheating numbers, it still didn't matter. So,
okay, what are the results?
60% say that the song is actually good.
Really?
I
wow, you know,
I am surprised.
You know, Because, you know, our audience can be a little jaded, you know. They can be a little cynical. They can be a little crusty. And I would have thought that they would have thought this song sucked. I also expected them to say that Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney sucked. So I'm really proud of the audience. It shows a degree of refinement that I maybe wasn't expecting, that Last Christmas is a good song and Wonderful Christmas Time is a good song, and they're not afraid to say it. So I think that was good.
Another thing I found interesting, everybody who thought the song was good just text good. Everybody who thought the song sucked had to put a caveat behind about why they think it sucked. They couldn't just say it sucked. Like the one guy said, it sucks because it's too wimpy. Or that's pretty much it's too soft. It's not really, it doesn't have any aggression, so...
Well, you know, a lot of Christmas songs are soft. I mean, it's Christmas. I mean, it's Silent Night. I mean, I know we've got rock versions, and we play a lot of rock versions of a lot of Christmas songs. And I've got a really good version of Little Drummer Boy from Joan Jett coming up a little bit later. So, yeah, a lot of Christmas songs are very sentimental and very soft and well, some might argue wimpy. We have often continue to play some of the rock stuff that you don't hear everywhere else. Haven't gotten to it yet, but we'll get to it in the next hour. There's another incident of a professional athlete having a confrontation with a fan in the stands. And a fan saying things and shouting things at a player, and the player retaliates. In this case, it was Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf. And he grabbed the blue wig of the fan and hit the fan. And you're not really supposed to do that. So this is going to cost him a lot of money. And I'll tell you, if you're a fan and a professional, Merry Christmas. If you're a fan and a professional athlete hits you, I mean, you're probably going to become a millionaire. So, you know, the professional athletes just have to be really cool and sit back and take it. We'll talk more about this coming up in the next hour. Again, had a great conversation with Congressman Troy Carter, who is an annual visitor to Perfume Headquarters, and he came in here to get some stuff and walked out with a bunch of bags for family or staff, and I'm very happy that we had a chance to talk to him, and he was gracious enough to talk to us about a lot of things going on. I do have great optimism for the immediate future in America. I think there's a shift going on in this country, and I think we're going to be happy with where this shift leads us. So I am very very optimistic. All right, we're going to come back with more, and here's a great Christmas classic. This song came out in 1971, and it's John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and the Vietnam War was raging on this day in 1971. And this is a song promoting the war is over. And John's premise was, if we can get the American people to support and demand an end to the war will end. And ultimately, that's what happened. The American people stopped the Vietnam War with their support of the anti-war protests. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. And Merry Christmas. We're at Perfume Headquarters on the West Bank, live on WWL. Hey, I want to take a moment to thank Kathy and her family. They drove here from Slidell to just come by, get some stuff, and say hi. Kathy's a longtime listener. And Kathy, I so appreciate you coming by. It was great to meet you, and I get to put a face with the audience. So I appreciate that. Thank you for listening, Kathy, and thanks for coming by. I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come from Perfume Headquarters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.